Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ Stroud, do you have any concerns about him in terms of handling this moment, handling, you know, all eyes on him, handling all of this coming up in this game on Saturday? Because last year I would have never, ever thought this would even be a question, Clint, based off the poise and everything we saw from him. But, I mean, if you kind of really look at it this year, the closest thing that we have to pressure is the standalone games, the primetime games, the games like that. And the Texans haven't had great performances, and C.J. Stroud hasn't had great performances. If you look at the standalone primetime games, the Bears, the Jets, the Lions, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, Ravens, and then last week against the against the Chargers, the Texans are 3-4. Stroud is 5 touchdowns to 7 picks, and also this plays a part. He's been sacked 25 times. Now, in all fairness, in the playoffs, he's 2-1. The Texans have scored 29 points a game, 65% completion, 240 per game, 6 touchdowns to 1 interception in his playoff career. But we've seen what's happened. We saw how it started off against the Chargers. It was shaky at times. We've seen it shaky. Do you have any concerns about CJ and how he's going to fare in this moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily in – I don't want to make it about the moment of being in the second round of the playoffs and the pressure that comes with that, or the moment that Pat Mahomes is across the field from you and it's that kind of matchup. And I don't worry about, you know, him from that perspective at all, not one bit. You know, I think overall – I've said it throughout the year. I think there have been moments this year – when C.J. Stroud has been a fragile quarterback, a guy that was somewhat lost and doubting himself and doubting a lot of what was going on, I think. I don't know that. I'm just from a 30,000-foot view watching the guy, covering the guy. It strikes me as there's been moments like that. We've heard from the team multiple times, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick and all these guys needing to reiterate how we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for C.J. Stroud. I've been that guy before. I fumbled the ball in my career in the biggest moment. And boy, for the next year, everybody's telling me, oh, Clint, don't worry about it, man. We wouldn't have been there without you, man. You know, it was impossible without you. Like, I know what those kind of comments from the organization mean and what they're really trying to accomplish. And to me, that's been the roller coaster that C.J. Stroud's been on this year. And so I just worry about that roller coaster in a big moment like this, you know, hitting a low, and not worry as in, oh my gosh, how's CJ Stroud going to be? The worry of like, hey man, it's this team is ultimately going to live and die with CJ Stroud's performance. And I don't think this is a game where the defense can carry you all the way to victory like they ultimately did last week.
And I think we're kind of in the same boat, and I'm seeing some people text in. Yeah, one of my concerns is, can the defense play as good as they did on the road? We're talking about kind of CJ, and someone texted in as well. I have concerns about my 23-year-old handling this kind of pressure. I would have that concern in any profession. For me, I want to make it clear, Clint, and I think you're saying the same thing. I don't think CJ is scared. I don't think CJ is going to just become overwhelmed and be and just absolutely fall apart,
yeah,
and not be himself. To me, it's more of a just maybe is he ready right now for it? Like, the best way that I can describe it is, do you remember Kobe? And I don't know if many of you remember, he had that playoff game against the Jazz. And he just said, man, this is before they start winning. And he said, man, I'm not afraid to take the shots. I'm just going to keep taking them. But he wasn't taking the shots that he probably should have taken. He's just banging up threes, just going up. He was fearless. Kobe wasn't scared. He just wasn't ready for that moment. And to me, that's the concern that I do have. Is, and I'm surprised I'm having that, because last year, that's not what we saw or witnessed, and I would have not thought that would have carried over. But there is a deal of CJ, and that's why I use the Kobe example, trying to do too much. Like, there is a feel of the aggressiveness, trying to go down. Like, for instance, the hey, man, first down and 15, we're up. I'm going after Dalton Schultz and against the Derwin James matchup. Just trying to do a little too much and not just playing in the moment. That is, to me, the concern. I don't think he's scared. I don't think it's any of that. I do think maybe he's not quite ready for what this moment brings.
Yeah, see, I don't worry about CJ in that light. I think coming from Ohio State, he's played in a lot of monster matchups. Since he's been here in Houston, he's played in a lot of big-time matchups, obviously in the playoffs twice. I mean, this will be his fourth playoff game to prepare for. I don't worry about the CJ I worry about is the guy that comes out, and maybe this is your point of trying to do too much, the guy that comes out and instead of just taking what the defense gives him is trying to force the ball down the field and ends up putting you in bad predicaments and end up running 16 plays in five drives and that kind of thing. You know, that's the part. And I don't think that's a pressure of the moment or big stage. I think that is just the inability at this point to commit to what he was great at last year and ultimately what wins from the position.